An old saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, that is exactly what I did when I bought this book. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. An intriguing picture dominates the cover of 13 Rue Thérèse by Elena Mawley Shapiro, and the mention of a box of memories on the jacket clinched the deal. This first novel was every bit as intriguing and exotic as the jacket. Josie Anne works as an assistant in the faculty offices of a university in Paris, France. She has in her possession a box with a curious assortment of photos, letters, envelopes, coins, gloves, and a few other personal items. Louise Brunet owned the box and assembled the contents. Upon her death, no relatives claimed her possession, so the box came to Josie Anne. She places the box in the office of a new professor as a social experiment of her own design. Trevor Stratton becomes obsessed with the contents and goes on a wildly imaginative journey, creating lives and events for the individuals in the pictures and those mentioned in the letters. Shapiro's prose has a wonderfully musical quality. In Trevor's fantasy, Louise listens to a street musician and decides to give him some coins. She runs to fetch some spare change out of her coat pocket, then runs back to the window. She flings the money into the street. It falls in a graceful, glimmering arc in the morning light and makes a small ringing shower when it hits the hard ground. The music stops as the musician bends over to pick up the coins. He puts them in a cup hanging off the side of his organ and looks up at Louise. "Pretty melody," she shouts down at him. A single sheet of music makes connections in the story, as do all the objects in the box. The story has an air of mystery and charm, with some tragedy mixed in, along with several scenes of brief but intense eroticism. A dollop of magic realism adds some intrigue. Louise's story becomes Trevor's, and Trevor's becomes Josie Anne's, and Josie Anne's story becomes Louise's. Separating truth from reality, from fantasy, and from myth make this a most enjoyable read. Illustrations of the contents of the box accompany Trevor's spinning of the tale. In addition, a series of QR codes allows anyone with a barcode reader on a smartphone to pull up digital images of the contents of the box. As I read, I became more and more intrigued. In the top of my closet, I have a box of memories, most of them associated with a pen pal I had over a 30-year period. Photos, postcards, letters, small items, even coins and money make up a story only I know. I got out the box after finishing this novel and roamed over the landscape of my memories dating back to 1965. Maybe I should write it all down before someone else does it for me. This is a most enjoyable read, and I heartily recommend it. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKim. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org and let us know.